Welcome to another episode of Social Media Currency. My name is Gordon So. I'm your host of Social Media Currency. And so today I have a guest with me. I just actually met this individual through a good friend of mine, Carla Lang, who is the founder of Live Love. And Carla said, you know, there's this amazing young individual I want you to meet. And his name is Jonathan. So I'm sitting right here with Jonathan. And Jonathan, welcome to Social Media Currency.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us. Jonathan, can you share with our audience, who are you? Like, what's your back? Who are you? What's your background?
I'm a 32-year-old who went through school, went through architecture school from Newmarket. Went through school and, you know, I like everyone, didn't really know what they wanted to do, but went through school anyways.
Okay.
And came out, finished it because, you know, I wanted to have something that I could use, fall back on over time, right? But I also made sure that I explored that degree that I had taken to make sure that it wasn't something I wanted to do.
Okay. So it was architecture at the time?
Yes.
And so you went to school?
Yes.
How many years did you go to school?
It was 4 years because I actually transferred because I knew that when the program I started was focused on design and I wanted to be dealing with people more.
Okay.
So I transferred to schools and that added an extra year, but it gave me the opportunity to co-op, which was a great opportunity because I got to have real life experience before I exited school.
Okay. So you did graduate.
I did graduate, yes.
And what was your degree then when you...
It's called Architectural Technology.
Architectural Technology. Yeah. So if someone actually came to you today, and you could actually, in fact, help people design, what would you...
Yeah, I can help them design anything up to 6,000 square feet on my own, and then just get it stamped by an architect. I can help you design regular houses, wood structure houses, or I can help you design a metal stud condominium.
Wow, that's interesting.
Right?
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. You know, I'm not a builder myself, Jonathan.
Right.
There's actually a friend of mine who's coming today, and he actually just framed a 6,000 square foot home in Forest Hill using steel, everything steel,
oh,
no
steel,
wood.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, and I don't understand construction, but he was telling me from the footings, just from the footings to the top is about 43 feet of steel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what are your thoughts, wood framing versus steel framing?
Well, you don't actually need steel framing for a house. Wood framing is what you usually use typically in Canada. And then steel framing is typically for industrial commercial buildings.
Wow.
But people do use steel for their house.
Use steel.
You know,
yes.
They want it more structurally sound, which is great.
Now, interestingly enough, I never usually talk about this, but my son-in-law's father just built Drake's house.
Oh, you did?
40,000 plus square feet.
Cool.
I mean, can you imagine, like, who...
Who needs that?
Right? You need a golf cart, I think, just
right.
to...
Right. You need a man just to get clean.
So, Jonathan, you went from wanting to design homes and buildings for people to now helping people design their lives.
Well, actually, it's a funny story because I went to school for architecture, but I originally wanted to go and be a police officer.
A police officer.
And I knew that I needed post-secondary education, but I didn't need to limit it to something like police foundations.
Okay.
So I ended up going for architecture and then coming out of school and wanting to do neither. Because when I finished school and realized, okay, this isn't going to be for me, I also analyzed the world that we exist and live in.
Okay.
And realized how corrupt and messed up it is. And
yes.
As a police officer, you're just a long arm of corrupt politicians.
Okay. Okay.
Who can't think of themselves and can't spread their wings.
Yes.
And so I realized that it wasn't for me. And though I still wanted to work with people and change the planet.
Okay.
So I went into something. Went into my own direction.
And what is that direction?
So that direction is wanting to create a system of things, of ideas and environment to be able to nurture holistic improvement and instead of focusing on only one aspect of life, focus on everything, but making sure that people understand everything comes from the brain.
Everything comes from the brain. Wow. Okay, tell me a little bit more about the brain. What are you saying?
So everything.
Because my kids tell me, Dad, you have no brains.
That's the thing is that everything comes from our brain, but it's not, you don't naturally know how to use it.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
We have to learn how to use it.
Yes.
And if we ignore using it, it can actually become corrupt.
Okay.
Right? And so if you look at everything in our society, everything in human existence that is man-made was created by the brain. And so everything from that skyscraper to pouring your cup of coffee is done
yes.
with your brain.
Starts with an idea, right? Always. Starts with a thought.
Always, yeah. Right? And we, too many people ignore the fact that it's a muscle and that you have to work it. And you have to be focused on it, because if you don't use it, what happens? You lose it.
Wow, that's incredible. So you went from wanting to design homes to now helping people design their mind. Why?
It's a funny story. It kind of goes back to elementary school, where I was bullied a lot. I remember being in this classroom and getting put to the front of the class and getting made fun of, and I ended up giving, these kids said, oh, he's so mad he'll kill us all and shave our heads. And I thought to myself, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, that's so stupid. Even as a grade 8-year-old, but I knew these kids wanted something to laugh at. So I turned around and said, maybe I will kill y'all and shave your heads. And guess what? This is, I predicted, as I knew, they went hysterical, right?
Yes.
And
so your humor
yeah,
actually won them over.
Gave it out of bone, right?
It's amazing.
These people, right? Anyways, at that point, I realized, like maybe high school would be better. You know, you go to high school a little more mature. But then you get to high school, you realize it's just a continuation.
Yes.
Right? But then you get to high school, like, okay, well, it's not that great. But college, you know, they pay for things. You're more adult-like. You get there, they'll be more mature. You get there, and guess what? There's just money included now. There's no difference. Then you get out of college, and guess what? You realize it's even worse.
Wow.
Now these people have money. They have egos. They're doing things, and the problem has been exacerbated. So my entire life, I thought that people were going to grow up. I thought people were going to mature into these humans, that people wanted to be the best version of themselves.
Yes.
They wanted to be superhuman. And that's what I've always wanted for myself.
Love
but then I get out of school and realize that people's version, quote unquote, of superhuman is how much money you have and how much ego and how much, what kind of job you have to impress everyone else. And this is so bizarre. And so I analyzed people and realized that their version of superhuman is so flawed, and I'm realizing how messed up this planet is because these people never matured to properly use their brain.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, I was bullied as a kid. As an immigrant kid, right? I immigrated here from Hong Kong, so as a kid, I was always bullied.
Right.
So even now, right, Jonathan, you're right. Like even in the, you know, as adults in the corporate world, there's so many different forms.
Right now.
Yeah. Right?
Still, it's still high school.
Yeah. So what do you say to, you know, some of the folks that are out there being bullied right now? What would you say to them? What's a strategy for them to overcome situations like that?
So what you have to realize is that people who bully, people who act the part, they are acting. They are more empty than you are. They need to do that to fulfill themselves. Those people are trapped in a world that they can't get out of, so they keep on perpetuating it. You have at least been able to see it objectively because you're outside of it. So what you need to do is realize these people are disturbed, and you need to get the confidence in yourself. You start loving yourself, because if you love yourself,
start loving yourself.
Because if you love yourself, it doesn't matter what the fuck people say.
Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. Love it. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining me. Now, I'm going to put you on the hot seat for a minute.
Yeah.
Because you told me earlier, before I let you go, you said about everyone has a superpower.
Yeah.
Superheroes. If you could pick, who would you relate to the most as a superhero?
So I would, for me, I would relate the most.
Batman. There you go. Okay, sing, right? But Batman. Yeah. Okay.
Batman.
Yes.
Because he's so relatable. He's all about technology and
the Batmobile.
You can be Batman today.
Yes.
Okay. All you need is money.
Okay. So what are some of the characteristics of Batman that that you relate to?
I like that he takes the law in his own hands. I like that he has a vision for the planet and how things should go, and he strives his best to make that change. And he knows he's powerful, so he does it on his own.
Wow, that's incredible. So what would you say, just to end this, let's finish here. Thank you so much, first of all, for joining me. Mm-hmm. Folks, if you're listening to Social Media Currency right now, this is Jonathan, who has discovered that, he got his education, but it wasn't really what he wanted in life. And so now he's shifted in helping other people find their true passion and life and their super. What's that superhero power that they really have? So, Jonathan, to the folks that are out there, what would you say to them for them to find their superpower? What do they need to do to find their superpower?
So in order to find your superpower, you need to first unblock your mind. Mm. Break free of your mind. Break free of what you believe society to be like. Break free of what you believe you are, because you're most likely putting on an act for everyone else.
Yeah.
You need to break free of the beliefs that you have for what you can be and what other people are. And until you can break out of that,
yes,
you won't find what your superpower is.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, Jonathan, thank you again so much. And
thank
folks,
you.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Social Media Currency. Don't forget to like us, share, even if you don't like us anyways, and go to iTunes and subscribe. And if you want to reach out to Jonathan, I'm going to make sure I post a link on how you can actually get in touch with him as well. Thank you so much. And until the next time, have an amazing day.